All right, Steve, it's time for another comedy record hunting day. How about you warm up the car and I'll be right out.
No problem. Here we go. I'm Steve McClellan.
And I'm Randy Hodgins. And while Steve's car does sound like that, it was really Mel Blanc, the man of a thousand voices, vocalizing Jack Benny's car during radio's golden age. Born in San Francisco in 1908 and raised in Portland, Mel was a born performer who worked the West Coast vaudeville scene as a young man, eventually scoring his own radio show on Portland's KGW when he was just 19.
On that show, known as the Hoot Owls, Mel began performing multiple character voices. Eventually, he moved to Los Angeles and found work in radio comedy, including a long stint with Jack Benny. At about the same time, he landed the gig that ensured his legend, joining Leon Schlesinger Productions, which made the Looney Tunes cartoons for Warner Brothers. From the 1940s on, if you heard a Looney Tune voice, it was most likely Mel behind the microphone. Here are some of his best-loved voices.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home?
Quack, quack.
Shoot the duck! Shoot the duck! Shoot me again! I enjoy it! I'm a fiddler crab! Why don't you shoot me? It's fiddler crab season!
I hate him.
There's something kind of yee about a kid that's never played baseball.
Oh, there you are, Pooty. Oh, hide me, quick.
Here, hide here. They'll never find you in here.
Mel also carved out a niche in the novelty music field by recording songs and character voices. One of the best was Daffy's Rhapsody, an appropriately frantic tune featuring a long list of challenges faced by the beleaguered duck. First released in 1950, the song remains a Dr. Demento favorite, and it was remade into a new Looney Tunes short in 2012.
Over hill and over dale, bullets whizzing past my tail. There's no rest and there's no peace, won't this shooting ever cease? Morning, noon, and through the night, that's why I look such a fright.
After Warner Brothers stopped making new Looney Tunes, Mel worked for other animators and began a long run voicing commercials for Blank Communications. He periodically reprised his classic voices, but we're particularly fond of his 1983 appearance as Bob and Doug McKenzie's dad in Strange Brew, which he took on at the request of Rick Moranis.
Well, where'd you boys get all this beer?
You stole it, didn't you? I'm calling the police.
No way, we got jobs. This was free beer, Dad.
Do you hear that, honey? They got jobs! They got free beer!
Mel never retired, continuing to work up until his death in 1989. When he died, Warner Brothers issued a touching poster with all of his iconic Looney Tunes characters arrayed behind a microphone with heads bowed and the simple caption, "Speechless."
You can find out more about Mel Blanc and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening. And until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.